The Man Comes Around. By Rookwood. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Johnny Cash, The Man Comes Around. Mrs. R. and I have spent a lot of time the past few months discussing not only the state of the nation, but the world in general. The conclusion we have come to, like many on GP, is that we would dearly love it to stop, so that we can quietly get off. The utter insanity, chaos, wickedness and evil that has been prevalent in the zeitgeist of 2020 has, quite frankly, been off the scale. Few of us, at the same period in 2019, could have predicted the depths of the sewerage system that our current leadership would willingly crawl through, sniffing each other's fetid anuses for a whiff of that extra special aroma. They are indeed the human equivalent of sewer rats, and I can barely contain my contempt for them to the written word alone. Deep breaths, Rookwood, deep breaths. Don't let the hatred of their unjust deeds spill over to the point that you conflate the action and the man. If our Lord and Savior can forgive, we must as well, if we wish to follow in his footsteps. However, we must never confuse forgiveness with weakness, nor folly with wisdom, or indeed good and evil. On the surface, such distinctions appear obvious, but the further we dive into the complexities of creation, life, and indeed the universe, the more blurred the distinctions become. For the boundaries between good and evil are indeed wafer, if not gossamer, thin. If this were not so, why do we struggle with our conscience? Why is doing the right thing so difficult to accomplish? More importantly, why are those, very much the minority, who manage to fully commit to the dark side, raised to a position of heroism in society, while we clearly ignore their feet of clay, or more worryingly, the personality traits which suggest they are clearly either deeply disturbed or psychopathic? The good man, on the other hand, is rarely eulogized, recognized, or indeed given any authority. Quite the opposite, in fact. The lines already are blurred, genius being so close to insanity, and all that remains is either mad, bad, or sad. I often joke that if Jesus was to walk the earth today, he would very quickly be committed to a secure mental facility. Distinctly hearing the voice of God and having a deep personal revelation in our age of technology, psychology, sociology, and frequently, bestiality, is not something you would want to publicly admit to. David Icke and Simon Parks have both walked this narrow path, and both are considered to be either complete madmen, fringe conspiracy theorists, emotionally or mentally unstable. Yet at the same time, they both have clearly had a very deep spiritual encounter, which has given them an internal platform so stable, so strong, it has flushed every ounce of self-doubt from their veins. They are true believers, but in what exactly, I'm not sure. Yet. Some say they are New Age prophets, some, deceived lunatics. I will take God's side on this one, and leave it down to him to judge their hearts, preferring to judge their actions, as that is all I am qualified to do. From what I have seen so far, they have been amongst the forerunners to predict much of the current chaos we find ourselves in, as equally as any right-leaning or conservative commentators and groups have over the years. The only difference between the two camps are that one lot are considered mad, the other, sad or bad. Nothing much has changed then over 2,000-odd years. Speak out against the established order and you are clearly not the right sort. Of course, there is always the multi-layer reasoning of the true conspiracy theorist, that David Icke and Simon Parks et al. Are deep state misinformation agents. If that were indeed is the case, I would laugh so hard I would break most of my ribs. For such individuals have shaped modern media by exposing a multitude of evils in one way or another. I remember when Alex Jones was considered fringe, yet now, approaching 2021 and beyond, few would so much as blink an eyelid at his wilder prognostications. If these individuals are indeed disinformation agents, they have let more pedigree cats out of the truth bag than a psychotic slasher attacking a bulging sack of Maine Coon kittens. For the fundamental fact remains that disinformation agent or not, you cannot lie 100% of the time and get away with it. There always has to be some truth in the propaganda mouse trap. I don't disagree in the slightest that many of the mainstream alternative media commentators quite possibly disseminate more disinformation than facts. After all, unless you are suitably financed and have extensive access to archives, research materials, inside sources, government officials, etc., you will be damned to a greater or lesser degree to just opinion, the surrounding echo chamber, and if you are fortunate, the occasional whistleblower or two. You can very easily fall into the trap of self-deception, confirmation bias, or groupthink. On the other hand, you can be a breath of fresh air, rather than the sanitized, air-conditioned crap we suffer now 24/7. That, sadly, is the whole point of the legacy media, and publishing generally, to act as gatekeepers, and only allow the public to gain access to certain information and not allow them to wander off the reservation unaccompanied. God forbid that the great unwashed do not have the relevant expert to decode exactly what is meant in plain and simple terms, and accompany them on their path to truth and a deeper personal or social awareness. Nowhere has this battle become more vicious than the ethical minefield of vaccinations. The lines were drawn, in the UK at least, by the bravest doctor that I know of in many generations, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. I don't want to get into the detailed arguments surrounding vaccinations in this article. They are lengthy, complicated, and I am probably not the right person to argue them to best effect, as I am not a doctor. All I know is that here is a man who has stood against both the establishment and the prevailing medical dogma, and has been pilloried as a result. I would ask a simple question: why would a highly intelligent, educated man sacrifice his career and reputation for such a cheap, hollow trophy as publicity and infamy? Is it possible that Dr. Wakefield is so self-deceived that what he believes is right is actually wrong? Or is he one of these Russian agents we keep hearing about that are determined to undermine and destroy Western civilization? To answer that question, you need look no further than the response of the families of the children he treated in his career. I remember, quite vividly, when the legacy media actually stood for something good, the many interviews with the parents of autistic children. They were united in their praise for Dr. Wakefield, mainly because he was the first consultant to take their fears and observations seriously. Like any good doctor, he listened, while the rest of the medical establishment shrugged their collective shoulders and basically told them to get on with it, suck it up, to live with it. He went that extra mile. By doing so, not only did he reveal his peers to be the callous, indoctrinated automatons that they were, and in many cases, still are, but demonstrated a very important medical fact. To treat your patients effectively, you need an abundance of empathy. It is not surprising then, that Dr. Wakefield inspires almost cult-like loyalty amongst his former patients. If my consultant was willing to put his head on the chopping block for the sake of my desperately sick child, I would respond exactly the same way. I very strongly suspect that Dr. Wakefield was, and still is, on the right path. Scientifically, medically, I'm not really in a position to comment on that in great detail, but I'm sure the medically trained 77th Brigade are much better qualified than he is to do so. Turns sarcasm switch off with a loud thunk. For Dr. Wakefield is in the news again, speaking out against the current pandemic and the globalist vaccine agenda. Expect much mudslinging from the old guard. We have an establishment that are leveraging every ounce of psychology, public relations, manipulation and coercion to gain just the slightest amount of credibility, in a vain attempt to capture your ear. Sadly, people still listen to the siren voice, despite being exposed time and again as thieves, crooks, charlatans and the murderers they are. For the minute anyone dares suggest an alternative narrative, they are immediately classified as mad, bad or sad. While the powers that be may not always kill literally, they almost always do so metaphorically, mercilessly slandering and distorting the character and reputation of their foes. This is why the alternative media and citizen journalism has fallen into a trap of its own making, while at the same time, has developed a credibility that is unsurpassed by the legacy media. It is human, warts and all, reporting, demonstrating both a fundamental weakness and an unalloyed strength. By the sheer fact it is not polished, finessed, approved, edited, corralled or mediated, it can rise to say things that the opposition dare not even think. Compared to corporate mouthpieces and their paymasters, the alternative media is like the emperor without the clothes, some would say. Naked, vulnerable, foolish. Probably a better analogy is the one of the court jester, who was often the only courtier who could break bad news to the king without imminent execution. If it were not for the alternative media, Donald J. Trump would not be president of the United States. And God willing, with the help of the alternative media, he will remain so. As forever throughout history, we need a handful of madmen, and indeed women, not only to show us the way to truth, but also to compensate for the bland, compromised majority, that yet have to develop the essential life skill of thinking for themselves. For most people would rather be led than lead, and few wish to be a dissenting voice amongst the crowd. Many of these individuals the Bible classes as prophets, be they of a welcoming or indeed a sobering message. I will not place myself in such a category, but I, willingly, will share with you all the corporate Rookwood vision for 2021. Those of an idealistic, optimistic outlook need not apply. For Mrs. R and I are resigned to the belief that Christmas and New Year 2020 will probably be our last that may be classed as anywhere near normal, for some time to come. The battle lines have been drawn, and the cancer that has been eating away at Western society for many generations has finally manifested itself in the past 12 months in all of its ugly and fearful form. Our worst fears have overtaken us, and the illusion that man, without the grace and support of God, can be trusted to adequately manage his affairs, has once again been violently and cruelly dismissed. You can argue this effectively from either of two perspectives: that nature, and indeed a mere virus, can dominate and subdue mankind, or that the godlessness of communism forces man to cower beneath the artificial, hellish smog of humanism. Either way, there is no longer a window of opportunity for discussion, no room for negotiation, no personal morality to be considered. You will comply to the rigors of the new normal. Or to paraphrase an old joke, somewhat dark considering our times, come the revolution, you will do as you are damn well told. For man, now stripped of his most basic dignity, of what he may wear and what he may introduce to his body, is on the cusp of destruction. For generations, we have pandered to the former lie, for the fashion industry has dominated culture despite being rooted in wickedness. The countless examples of inhumanity and excess, from experimenting on animals for cosmetics to child slavery, cheaply mass-producing designer tat. Rather than donate the surplus, season-end clothes are deliberately destroyed to protect the brand, whilst the fashion houses, some built upon the riches stolen from both the Jew and the Gentile via the concentration camp, look on blindly. Never mind the countless cases of body dysmorphia, where countless young women starve themselves or suffer mental health issues due to not matching the pearl white, photoshopped, stick-thin insects that pass as models. To cap it all, we are forced to wear a shitty piece of paper over our face, hiding the most important human social attribute, the smile. The fashion industry was quick to embrace this travesty, as it inhaled the only aroma it truly cares about: dirty money. The final insult, though, is the removal of our right to choose what we may introduce to our bodies. This, of course, will always be classed as for our own good, like the smoking ban or veganism. Naturally, the power to enforce this will be via third parties, while the true Nazis, fascists and communists behind such wickedness prefer to hide out of reach in the shadows. This new vaccine may not be legally mandatory, but you will have bugger all freedom if you don't take it. You can see the corporate hand tightening around our respective throats as I type. Any resistance will be met with the same refrain: be reasonable, everyone else is taking it. If that fails, you will be rapidly classed as the same outcast as David Icke, Simon Parks, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, or indeed Jesus Christ. A dangerous and anarchic rebel. A black sheep. A visionary acting without the appropriate permission. Someone who needs to be brought to heel, or crucified, be it metaphorically or if necessarily, literally. So I don't think 2021 will be any better than 2020, a lot worse, if certain whistleblowers are correct. If, as a society, you can condone medical rape, which is what enforced vaccination without consent is, no matter how subtly or politely you frame it, or however many bespectacled, rich, corrupt oligarchs support this cause, we are in a tailspin to hell. There is some good news, though. First of all, this descent into global madness has clearly shown who the white hats and the black hats are. As always when discerning the truth, it is impossible to find anyone with totally clean hands, as we are all guilty of being human. As a result, we may have to compromise who we allow to stand beside us. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. The divide that is happening now is almost like the Red Sea parting. On one side you have those that are vehemently against such abuse, and those on the opposite side that support it. The majority are in between, crammed into the valley of indecision. 2021, I believe, unless we can exorcise this particularly vile demon, will be the year when we have no choice but to decide which side we are on. As I have shared on this forum, I believe such decisions are much easier made long in advance. You can then calmly, gracefully, politely say no with the greatest of conviction, rather than be panicked into action. The only downside to this approach is that those of a nervous disposition will worry and fret about tomorrow. Such thinking, however, is pointless. We can as little control the world, or indeed tomorrow, by worrying, as we can willingly stop breathing. All we can do is choose our destiny, pray to God, and hold on for dear life. The other bit of good news is that we will have many more brothers and sisters on our side than we can possibly ever imagine. Heaven, I firmly believe, will be made up of some very strange bedfellows indeed. Paradoxically, some of those that we would hope to be there may surprisingly be absent. For the time has come to choose to be a sheep or a goat, a foolish or a wise virgin. Much of this will be built upon previous decisions, although it is never too late to change sides, either way. The best we can hope for is that we have the faith, strength, but most of all, courage, to hold our ground against this tide of sewage that threatens to engulf us. In a way, 2021 will be a very simple of year to navigate. Like some strange alternative universe, everything will be frozen time with the exception of the choice. Those that are inherently good will have no difficulty in working out the correct path on the road ahead. The biggest difficulty we will have is maintaining the courage to continue walking barefoot on that rocky, difficult path, in face of the immense pressure that will be placed upon us to capitulate. That is why, more than ever, we need each other. Evil, more often than not, disguises itself as beauty, as the bearer of light. Many have already swallowed the lie of ambrosia, that the government is here to help. Comfort, acceptance, wealth, all of these are but naught, if in the process of possessing them you have sold your soul, and betrayed one of the most precious facets of humanity. That facet is the freedom and right to choose. The butterfly wings of free will are so easily crushed by both the dictator and the psychopath who has the best of intentions at heart. For we know what the road to hell is paved with, and the final barrier to that path was blown wide open in 2020. Anyone thinking otherwise is either a fool, incredibly naive, or a devil. Copyright Rookwood 2020.